Now, the United States has pledged to increase its aid to Pakistan to $150 million, but raising money from private organizations here at home has been slow. NPR's Margot Adler visited Little Pakistan in Brooklyn to find out why.
Estimates vary, but about 150,000 Pakistanis live in the New York tri-state area. Little Pakistan is about a dozen blocks long on Coney Island Avenue in Brooklyn. There are grocery stores, mosques, halal meat markets, record, jewelry, and apparel stores. You can see many people in traditional dress. This area grew quite prosperous during the 1980s, but after 9/11, there were many arrests of undocumented people. Stores closed, people left the country. Oscar Chowdhury heads the Pakistani American Merchants Association and says people used to come here to buy all kinds of goods.
Then the rumor started that don't go to Brooklyn, don't go to Coney Island Avenue. FBI is walking around there. They were scared.
Now, though, the area is picking up again. But Chowdhury says the response to the devastating floods has been slow.
You don't see American media showing too much about the flood.
Just the other day, he says, a Democratic Party organizer called asking for money for a campaign to keep control of Congress.
She said, "We want money." I said, "Do you know what's going on in Pakistan?" I said, "You people should feel shame. You should give us money. Over there, people are dying."
He also says many people are wary of Pakistan's government. This sentiment is echoed by Taj Akbar, an accountant who talks to me in the offices of the Khyber Travel Agency. Akbar comes from Nowshera, one of the most damaged regions.
My family is here, but the relatives over there, yes, they are severely affected by the flood.
And many have been displaced. When Akbar talks about aid, he says he sees little enthusiasm.
I believe that the people don't trust the government.
He says people are instead giving to private organizations they trust. A few blocks down Coney Island Avenue is one of them, the Council of People's Organization. A handwritten sign in Urdu asking for aid was put on the door right after the flood started. Inside the door, you immediately see a small collection of donated canned goods. Mohammad Razvi is the group's executive director. The organization teaches English and computer classes and gives legal advice. Razvi shows me flyers and banners that will go to the Ramadan dinners held by each of the five New York City borough presidents. Ramadan is typically a time of charitable giving. When asked why it's been slow, he also has several reasons.
I mean, it could be people economically are down at this moment.
But he also says that many didn't realize the scope of the disaster until about a week ago, and he partly blames the Pakistani government for shutting down two widely watched television stations for several days.
They watched those shows, GOTV and ARY, and they would see more of the hardships that the people are going through. They weren't able to see that for a while. And now they're seeing it. They're like, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Mohsin Zahir works for Sada-e Pakistan, the voice of Pakistan, one of a half dozen Pakistani community newspapers in New York City. He tells of one merchant who put up 16 charity boxes in all of his candy stores. They filled up quickly. He takes me onto the street and into a grocery store. The owner is Sajjad Butt. He sells everything from Cheerios to dates.
Spices, tea, that's ice cream.
I'll try it, sure.
You will love that.
I will love this. Now, what is this called?
Kulfi.
Oh, it's delicious.
He says people here are raising money, including him.
I do myself. I do every day, like $20, put it in separate for every day.
Money poured into Pakistan after the 2005 earthquake. Jahangir Khatak covered the community's response to that event.
I don't see any comparison because people are not responding to the calamity the way that we saw in 2005. There's a huge trust deficit.
Khatak is the communications manager for New York Community Media Alliance, a group that includes some 350 ethnic and community newspapers in New York City. He says people are now launching their own efforts.
Giving away money to charities or going themselves in the field and helping those who are in need.
But that is taking time. And in Pakistan right now, time is of the essence. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.